I'm Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
Met a couple podcast listeners, one, and then he, he was trying to make his wife listen to a little bit. It's an acquired taste. She shouldn't do it. I don't know what happened with that. I mean, I hope it doesn't cause a rift in the marriage. But it was really lovely to see them. We had, Lisa and I had dinner with them. And, this guy been in touch with for years. It's a cool thing, podcasting. He was listening to the old show, this show, and he was out this way. And he said, you want to meet? And I said, sure. That's what happened. I'm not going to say their names. That'd be indiscreet. Let's just say it was Sheet and Ginda. That's all I'll say there, because I don't want to give away. Look, I'm not going to be that way. I'm not going to give information. What am I, Facebook? I'm not going to hand out information for free. Here I am. This is a little bit of a rougher episode, and so if you got up this morning and you literally are seeing rainbows and unicorns, and you're just driving down the highway to work, the freeway, and you're looking outside, and there's like cotton candy lining the road, stop this podcast immediately. It's a little bit of a buzzkill. Just fair warning on that one. And one quick thing, I've been a guest on a couple podcasts of late. I mentioned one last week, the Cap Terry podcast. And this week, another one came up, Joyful Courage, like a more of a healthy parenting, right up my alley. She and I, her name's Casey O'Rourke, really locked up on almost everything. We had a really good conversation about all that kind of stuff. So I'll link to that in the show notes too, if you guys want to hear me delve a little bit into it, especially parents out there who are, pulling their figurative and literal hair out. It's a good podcast period, but I think it was a good episode from what I can gather. And before I get into this stuff, thanks everybody who has signed up for Patreon and supported me in that way and thrown a review down and whatever helps get the word out. I'm less interested in that this time around, be honest. Like, I want more people to listen to. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. I'm just not putting any focus there because it's just a distraction, an unnecessary distraction for me. I want to be more focused on the work, and you guys know kind of where I'm at on that with regard to this podcast, especially this new podcast. So that's where I'm at. I wanted to dive in a little bit this week. My family suffered a loss, a very heartbreaking loss this week. We lost a family member, and it was just unexpected and rough, and I'm not going to go into details on that. And I'm also not going to get into the whole thing of it really makes you it look. I want people to in my work is, and I'll draw back from the old show, Approaching the Natural podcast. I used to talk about stealing moments, and that's really the name of the game in many ways of my practice, is teaching people how to find those moments, understand the value of those moments. You're more often in a state of appreciation, in a state of consideration, in a state of engagement via those moments. So you don't have to, have something happen where you go, wow, now I realize what I'm thankful for. You're sort of in this place of presence, and you're aware more often than not. So I'm not going to get into that whole, boy, it really makes you think. What happens in our lives, and it speaks to the larger unexpected stresses that can occur, and how important it is to self-care, to set yourself up to hopefully be in a okay place when these things inevitably will happen, because they will, and you want to be able to be there for other people. If it's not, whoever's it's happening to, you want to, if it's not you, let's say in this instance, you want to be able to care for the other person as much as possible and be able to handle things on your end a little bit stronger, a little bit more even-handed, so you can be a more of a rock for the person that's having a harder time with it. And that's inevitably going to be the case with these kinds of tragedies. It's going to affect more people harder than other people, or it's going to affect the lives in a more concrete way. And you want to be there for those people to support them the best you can. And that's, anyway, so this is why I wanted to do an episode on this, because I think what this is a good time to lay down a little reminder about the bigger picture of what this is all about in terms of the world I inhabit, which is self-care and health and nutrition and fitness and stress maintenance, these kinds of things. I think we can easily get mired down in the particulars of weight loss, of not getting diabetes, of inflammation, or whatever the catchphrases are of the moment. And I've said for years that nobody wants to lose weight. I want people to see that that's merely a stop on the way to what people really want, which is to be happy and to do the things that are the baseline value, the things that if we didn't have anything material, we would say, no, this is what I want more than anything else, which is time with family and friends and sort of, I look at that the same kind of way, but anyway, family. I'll say this, if you are embarking on a trek of self-care, a nutrition change or starting to run, jog and exercise or whatever, I'm just going to sound a little harsh, but I really want to come back down to the the bare bones of this. I really want to, on occasion, I'll do this again at some point, really, really take a moment this week to remember why we are doing what we're doing, the actual reason. If any of the things that you're embarking upon are for any other reason other than more happiness and joy in your life, do not do it. It means that if you keep your eye on the ball of living a happy life and spending as much time with family as you can in a quality way and remembering the things that actually matter, then to do that as the goal, as the main goal, means that, on a day that you don't feel like running or a day that you're not eating the best meal that you've ever had in your entire life, it really doesn't matter. It's a step on the way, and it devalues the comfort that we so desire. If we're keeping our eye on the bigger picture, then we are totally okay with discomfort at times. We're totally okay with it because we understand the bigger context of this. Focus instead on enjoying what you have and who you have with it, and who you have it with. We can get mired down. I'm in this world, so I've seen it a lot. Of again being hyper focused on food and nutrition, and I get tired of hearing and thinking about that of the micromanagement of nutrition and things like that. Other practitioners scaring the shit out of people about having a drop of oil. It's counterproductive, but I think it's also counter to our natural design, to our drive to be happy and healthy. And if your acts of self-care are restrictive, if they require super discipline, if they impose on your quality of life, they're going to get in the way of what you're actually looking for. And I really need people to understand that. I really feel passionate about getting people to understand that, and not just understand it, but also remember it via like stealing moments, to remember that day to day, to remember that you know it, but also tomorrow and the next day and the next day, you're jumping into quick little moments of assessment. Like, is this bringing me to more joy? Is this bringing me to a lower overall stress level in my life? Is this bringing me toward being a person who can have more quality time with my life? Is it bringing me toward self-care? I've for some reason I had a quote in my first book about you can't have a healthy mind without a healthy body and vice versa. That's not the exact quote. I can't even quote myself, but it's been quoted. It got taken in, like, it's on all these different sites, which is kind of cool. But I never saw a real separation between the mental and the physical. I think that people put, all their eggs in the physical basket or the mentally health. And I see, like, I don't think you can have a healthy mind without a healthy body and a healthy body without a healthy mind. They're one in the same. I don't like the separation. But I think in the next incarnation, as in my own mind, is that it is all about the mind. It is all about the happiness and the joy of this. It is self-care to that end. Are the physical changes that we get on the way helpful mentally? Yeah, they really, really are. The better the body functions, the happier we are. But I think that it is really about the mental. It's like you make yourself truly happy. It's sort of like the body's going to come along for the ride. If you sort of rid yourself of conflict and be, you know, very clear on the things that you, how you define yourself, which I talk about a lot even in this show, what you stand for and work toward that ends. That's a mental thing. And I think that when those things loosen up and come out and you stop trying to, you know, hide things, and I'm going through the same things myself, stop trying to hide things or you know, not admit things about yourself, and you're kind of stuck instead of getting past it and growing as a result, your body will reflect that, I believe. Likewise, when it does come out and you can move past it, your body will reflect that too. That's where fitness and exercise come from. And that's where they're, I believe that their place is just as tools to get you the life that you want to live most days. That's the deal. When tragedies occur, when you lose, you know, a death of a loved one, a family member, certainly you're going to start have those moments of, you know, it's the shock, and then it's the, you know, the questioning, and then it's the sadness and everything else that comes, all this kind of stuff comes up. And certainly it's about, it is about, you know, you take a moment to appreciate. I just want those moments to appreciate, you know, more often for people, definitely more often for myself as well. Those moments of appreciation to be most days. It's like the love that I have for Lisa, I don't want that just to be on Valentine's Day. You know, like that's so depressing to me. Like that's not ever what this is about. This is about the day to day. This is about the mundane. This is about the everyday baseline of your life and how that is. And so I'll say it again, if you're embarking on a move and you're reading diet books or you're listening to health podcasts and whatever they are, and you have moments of restriction and you feel like you've got to battle through this and it's for, you know, weight loss or whatever, and day to day it's imposing on how good you feel and happy you are, stop doing it. Stop, because it's not going to last, first of all, and second of all, you're making yourself miserable, and that's not good for anybody. Don't do it. If, on the other hand, the trials of this and the difficulties of actually making real changes in your life are to the end of that, you realize actually to the soul, in your soul, that you want to be happier, that you believe they will make you happy, then they will be worth every struggle on the way. And there is going to be struggle, and there should be struggle. But then you know why you're doing it. It's not futile. It's not for a stupid scale weight. It's for the things, the real things. It is the time with family. I mean, I it is a goal of mine. I want to be fit and healthy, mostly. Overwhelmingly mostly because I want to be around and active with my kids as long as I can. I want to be with Lisa as long as I can. I want to be with family and friends as long as I can. I'm willing to do a whole bunch of stuff and that other people might think are, you know, unenjoyable, and how could you give up cheese and all these kinds of, well, I'll tell you how I can give up cheese, because there's more important freaking things. There's more important things. There are decisions that you make that enable you to live a better life. That's what that's about. It's not giving up. It's making changes and choices in your life that lead you to a better quality of life. That's what this is. And I think it's for me even, but also in the way that I relate to you guys, to jump into this once in a while of remembering really what this is about. For real, what all this stuff is about. What all the top 10 lists on the internet are, and what all the paleo podcasts and keto podcasts and vegan podcasts and blip podcasts and this podcast and fitness podcast, and really what they're about. Every now and then, jump in to, oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's what this is about. This is about, I want to live a good life. I want to live a happy, healthy, strong life. So for now, give your loved ones a hug. and I really mean that. Give your loved ones a hug. If you're already a hugger and you already hug your loved ones, do me a favor this week and this time hug just an extra moment longer and just a little bit tighter.
sand. Yes, I am sinking. Take your hands off me. Maybe I can't swim, and I might just not this time. She said, yes, I am sinking. Closer, my breath is stolen. You closer I am falling. As long as I find it, your move is to fix me, but you will not find me. Yes, I am drowning. I will say it is my time. I will say not you. This time, this way will be fine. As long as I find it, yes, I am falling. Here I may stay. Here I want to stay.